Hello and welcome to Citizen Pretty in the Corner podcast. It's a nice evening again. Yes, we're out walking the dog, which is always pleasant for you, I'm sure. Anyway, that's for us. So today I was going to talk about something that I podcast listened to actually. Tim Harford's Curious Tales, good podcast. It's got a bit of everything. Stories, humour, makes you think a bit. Always a bit of a twist, well put together. I could learn a few things from it, really. Anyway, but today it was about office design, yeah, and how essentially empowerment makes your offices more productive, better places to be, which is very interesting. Anyway, listen to detail. I'm not going to go into it for today, but anyway, empowerment got me thinking how much that relates to project world and leadership, and actually how can that relate to what we're doing, and particularly getting value out of everything. And dawned on me that it actually is almost the same sort of thing. Value, you get value when you empower people. And I hadn't really thought about it this way before. Whenever I do projects, I try and get the value out by working with people, getting their expertise, making them elevate themselves so that we could all get the best results, because after all, I don't know much, that's for sure. That's just life, isn't it? We all don't know everything, if very little really, so come together and we know a lot more. But anyway, so that's my base principle for value, and I can go into that, obviously bore you to death with all that in the future if you bother to listen while I'm walking my dog. Anyway, Sonny, off he goes, bye. And so empowerment. So I was thinking, well, actually, yeah, that's a very important part of project management, of leading teams. And if there's research stuff to show it works, then that kind of backs up a lot of why projects work when they go well for me. And they can for you as well. It's quite a simple thing. You let people do what they get on with it, what they know best. Get the best people, do the best of them, got what they're good at. It's simple, isn't it? We all know that. And I got there thinking, well, how does that translate to my previous life and the work experiences? And it was a very obvious example. I worked with a couple of companies, a while back now. One was a horrible experience, the other was just a joy. Both at the same time working for them. I was thinking, well, why are they two so similar? And I can go into lots more detail and lots of things I'm sure that maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong about, but the biggest thing, once I thought about this, about empowering people, is the one company that was a joy to work with, that's a dog in puddles, by the way, if you can hear some splashing, just doing his mining. The company that was good to work with, their leader, their founder, their core team, they set everyone else up to be above them. They never had a hierarchy. They didn't have a hierarchy as such. Even though this founder knows everything about the company, he probably knows he's the most knowledgeable person in the entire company about what they do. He always let everyone get on with the job, let them do what they're good at, enthusiastically, but let them do their job. There was no airs and graces. He's sat amongst everybody. Was never scared to listen or be challenged. Sometimes be dealt with humour, sometimes it would be dealt with just facts or understanding. But yeah, and everyone there, and working with them, it was a joy. They were helpful, they get on with things, they just do everything for you, and it was just a nice place to be. And the work was good, the college work was good, they always got work through, and yeah, so that was a good company to work for. Then the other one, which was, I don't know, 400 metres away probably, which makes a difference in the world these days, but it was a horrible experience. Really, generally, the only place I've really felt sick going into. Because there's nothing wrong with the people there, nothing wrong with the projects. Project was a good challenge, it was very exciting, it was a really good, people were great, but the leadership team there set themselves up on a pedestal. They were very top down. They didn't elevate anyone even close to where they were. In fact, one of the directors was particularly scared of getting anyone being elevated even close to them. Even the other director, they would go out their way to make sure that they weren't going to be elevated anywhere near where they were. That's another story in itself, quite amusing in places. But there was a fear there of the people they're working for. They didn't want to take on advice if you said something that was tried to be helpful or just a guidance, you know, and it's, you obviously try to stick to areas that you know. They would not want to listen. In fact, the director's told me, don't tell me I do my job, which, I don't know, I wasn't trying to do their job at all, but maybe that's just a thing. Maybe it's how I need to communicate better certain things anyway. Yes, they wouldn't elevate anyone. It was all very, very hierarchical. They had scales, they had top, bottom. And everyone was scared. Everyone was scared of doing wrong. They never had, if they did something did go wrong, that the top would go boom down. And they'd either jump in and do it, take it away from them, just leave them there, left in the lurch, or they just wouldn't give them the silent treatment, not help them. You know, I've got on with things because that's what I do, I knew what I was doing. But the whole atmosphere of the place, as I said, it was sickening. So two different ways of approaching. One, top down, oppress your people, oppress, but too harsh maybe, but just keep yourself in that position of priority. I think possibly mainly because of fear that you should know, but you don't know. The other one is bottom up leadership. Well, actually, you know everything, but you let the other people go and grow and come through. Now that to me was a nicer place to work in. I don't know why, maybe that's my personality. But that's kind of how I run projects. And that's how I've seen better projects done, is you let the best people get on with things. Now, you can take empowerment to another level, really, because there's two sorts of empowerment. You can say, right, go off, get on with it, come back when it's finished, which is almost as bad as taking it away from somebody and doing it for them. Or you can enhance empowerment and you can inform, communicate, and help without doing. And that's really, I think, the key to understanding empowerment and how you do stuff is, it's not saying, there you are, get on with it, come back to me, oh, and if you fail, well, it's your own fault. it's giving them the frame, people the framework to actually work within, the information to work within, and the direction about why you work in that direction, but letting them do what they need to do and getting the best results that they know how to achieve. And that's how you get value. That's how you get the best you can out of what you've got. It's how you manage projects well, I believe. It's how you manage your companies well, I believe. Now, you know, there's many ways, but empowerment, I believe, is how you get value out of people. Anyway, that's my little ramble for a bit. Sunny's had a good stroll. We're going for a bit longer, and I'm going to stare at some leaves and things and see what's happening. See you later. Bye.